The Trumps have COVID. We've got a lot to talk about. Special guest, Father Teddy.
Welcome to Right on Talk with Mike and Tim, the only political-minded podcast that doesn't take itself so damn seriously. Have some fun with a couple of happy buddies attempting to solve the world's problems with no hate, just humor. Let's get started.
Welcome to Right on Talk. This is Tim. I'm here with Mike.
And on the phone from somewhere else in the country, we've got Father Ted, special guest.
Hello, Father Ted.
Hey, guys. Sure glad you're having me on. I think I'm one of the few conservative priests out here in America, which, by the way, folks, Father Teddy is incognito because don't want to upset the Pope and the hierarchy of the church. But true. But like the Latin Roman said, veritas numquam perit, Latin for truth never dies.
Never.
Absolutely. Never.
And that's what this show's about. Thanks for having me, fellas. Absolutely.
You're welcome. If anybody else wants to email us, just email us at show@rightontalk.com.
Actually, it's rightontalk.com.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
So we will all wake up this morning to see the breaking news that the president has COVID.
Yeah, it's a sad thing. I pray for the first lady and the president.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our prayers go out to them. Father Ted here, I've given this a lot of thought this morning. And I really appreciate what our president has done. Our president has said, look, I tested positive. The first lady says, I tested positive. You know, you can't, how much more honest, we just talked about, you know, the old Latin saying, veritas numquam perit, truth never dies. Here's a man who speaks the truth, okay? He speaks the truth. And then we've got Joe. Joe doesn't even know his last name without a cue card. And Joe's demented. It don't take a specialist. You know, I had 3 years in seminary, and part of that was pastor counseling. You don't have to be a genius to see this guy is demented, okay? But he ain't going to come out and tell the truth, and neither will his satanic wife. So let's do an exorcism on Joe. He might become Republican once we get the demons out of him.
He won't know any different. But
no.
He won't know any different.
Poor Joe.
Poor Joe. Wah, wah, wah.
But right?
Yeah, no. Absolutely.
And while we're on the topic, Pelosi upsets many of us priests out here. Talking about, you don't know what I'm thinking. I pray for the president every night. You want to know what I think? I think you're a liar, too.
Oh, absolutely. She doesn't pray for the president. Come on. Who's going to believe that?
Well, isn't it true that the bishop or cardinal out there has chastised her many times for being for the late term or abortion period? But you know more, Father.
Well, And that's absolutely correct, Mike. And here's the thing. I'm just a lowly soldier in the work of the church. But what many of us priests wonder is this. How come we don't excommunicate people who support so much of baby killing? I know we don't want to get too political on the show, but, you know, what's right is right. How come in many states, if you shot a woman who's pregnant, You get charged for
exactly.
Double murder.
Yeah, double murder. Absolutely.
You get charged for double murder.
Makes no
sense.
And
then why is the church turning their back on these evil people wanting to push the button on abortion? I say excommunicate Pelosi. Schumer's Jewish. You know, I'm sure a rabbi needs to pray for him hard. You know, I love the Jewish friends of ours, but there's something really mentally wrong with him. He was obviously ran over by a truck at a very, very early age. But Pelosi, the church needs to throw her out. I don't care how much money her and her corrupt husband gives. They need to throw her out.
Well, unfortunately, that'll never happen. You know.
If the House goes the other way to the Republicans,
I hope it does.
She'll be gone.
I hope it does.
I think they, being the reps, Democrat reps, with the liberals taking over, the far left liberals taking over, they won't stand for somebody like her to be the speaker any longer. she wields obviously a tremendous amount of power. So can't go up against her. She'll shut them down so quick. So, but I think if it's flips, which I haven't heard anybody even talking about. I read either. Very few articles regarding the Trump and Senate, the Senate races. I haven't heard a thing.
I haven't either.
But Father, have you?
No, I've not heard a thing at all. But of course, you know, they're not sitting in my confession. Now, if they were sitting in my confession, you know, I'd have to honor that confession. But that's the problem with the new sinners today. Not only do they have apathy, but they actually think they don't do any wrong. That's the problem. If you don't think you're doing wrong, then the sky is the limit on what you can do to other people who are innocent.
Well, I just hope I'm worried about Pence a little bit. You know, if the president gets pretty sick and Pence has to take over for a short while, the left is going to start attacking him, and he can't handle that like our president can.
But no,
I don't think.
No, he can't.
Pence is hated by the abortion lobby.
Yeah, but they don't ever really attack him. So
no, nobody really hard attack. I mean, he's a likable guy.
Oh, yeah,
I know Father Teddy has been around Vice President Pence.
You have
in the past, and knows a little bit about his character.
Yes, not in a social way.
Oh,
not
okay.
at all. So I don't want to give that illusion. But I have friends that are in Indiana, and so I go, and when they go to listen to when he was governor and congressman, they love him. His congressional district, they absolutely adored him. He worked for the congressional district. He worked for his people. And his brother, who's also a Marine, we want to be proud of our vets. You know, he's running again for Congress in that same seat his brother once held. So, and you know what? They're honest family coming from farm families here in the Midwest. And nothing wrong with that. They're good, honest citizens. And
absolutely.
They're doing what's right. And they know what's right is abortion isn't right. Taking care of their livestock is the right thing. They take care of the land in an ecological and safe way to the environment. A great family. And they're unsung heroes of the environmental movement, even though the environmental movement don't want to believe it. There's a farmer I know in my parish or his friends that I went to school with. There's not one I know that doesn't care about the environment.
Absolutely. I mean, they depend on that for their livelihood.
Exactly. They're just quiet about it. But they, you know, their company that's been in the family for five generations, they're preparing the sixth generation for it and the seventh. And they know that if they leave them behind a bad piece of land that's not ecologically sound, the company will fail.
Exactly.
And the company is a family farm.
So hopefully Trump comes out of this. He's obviously the campaign or him campaigning out of the White House is probably not going to happen.
No.
Any long from now to the election. And I'm just, depending upon how sick he gets, and hope to God that he has the, that he well, doesn't get affected as much.
He's in good health. He's in good shape.
Well, the doctor did say he was obese.
Oh, yeah. Well, come on. Gee whiz. he doesn't look obese to me.
But they didn't say morbidly obese,
oh, okay.
So he's okay.
Well, he does eat McDonald's French fries.
He loves McDonald's.
Yeah, but so did Clinton.
Who doesn't?
So did Bill Clinton.
Yeah, you know? That's
so
true.
Bill Clinton, you know, and Bill Clinton was such a such a fat jerk walking around with his French fries jogging, and when Secret Service people started to get ahead of him a little bit, he had to order them to get back. It made him look bad. Well, you know, quit eating the French fries, there, President. And some other things you probably shouldn't be eating too. You know what I'm saying, guys?
Oh, whoa.
I haven't seen him in confession. Oh, bada bing, bada boom.
Boom.
sorry, Bishop. I'm sorry. Okay, fine. So
that's why I'm incognito, guys. I'm speaking the truth.
Yep,
sometimes the hierarchy of the government and the church do not want to hear the truth.
Well, here's the concern. If he gets very ill, what's going to happen with the election? Nobody knows. I'm sure everybody in Washington's trying to figure things out.
I think the people will start feeling sorry for him.
I believe, if you believe what Rachel Maddow and et al. Have said, and I, of course, there's always a little suspicion there, but, you know, she has put her prayers out. So has a lot of others. A lot of Hollywood, however, which is expected.
Well,
you know, they're wishing death.
Yes. That's
you know, the humanity doesn't exist in Hollywood.
No. Sickening.
But so Bill Johnson, who I know for years, who used to be in politics, I spoke to him, and he has no information from his sources as yet, because we don't know anything. Nobody yet knows a thing.
Who's this Bill Johnson guy?
He's from West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
But he was involved with Republican politics. He's right. He's across the Robert Byrd Bridge on Robert Byrd Parkway.
Say it again, Mike.
Isn't that just brings something up to me. Isn't that amazing how the left, you know, they were attacking everything, our statues and everything that had to do with, you know, our history in America. Well, there's a guy who was one of the head leaders of the KKK, and they've got everything named after him, but they don't attack any of that stuff in West Virginia. And that just blew my mind.
Well, as Cuomo said yesterday, or last night, to Senator Ted in Texas, when Ted went that way, they had a contentious interview. He goes the Cuomo way. But Cuomo tried to shut him down regarding what Tim just brought up, is the fact that everything is named after the KKK one-eyed monster, or whatever his title was, and that he had evolved over the years.
Oh, come on. You still did it.
Yeah, he did it. He was in the KKK. The KKK killed people. I have no idea what he ever did or whatever he was responsible for, but
he knew about it.
He knew about it. But the Democrats brushed that off. And, Tim, I didn't even think about where are all – he has to have statues in West Virginia every corner.
Nobody protested there at all, you know, that – but, you know, he's a Democrat, so it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
He's evolved.
Yes.
But moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
We're not going to get into the COVID thing this morning due to the fact that it just broke and we don't know a thing. We don't have a clue right now. But we'll follow up with that next week. But
Mr. Mike, you want a prediction?
Come on.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Tim. Mike, here's my prediction. My prediction, within the next 24 hours, the Democrat side will say that Trump is faking his sickness, he's afraid to debate Biden, and he's going to hide in his bedroom at the Oval Office.
I would agree that
somebody will
say that.
Yes.
On the Democrat side.
Oh, absolutely.
Far left.
But speaking of that debate, I was really, really embarrassed for our president. I was just shaking my head, going, "Why you be quiet? Just don't say anything.
Let Biden talk. He'll drown.
I know you want to make your point, but just stop."
Biden had 2 minutes. Well, they both had two minutes in each segment. Let Biden talk for 2 minutes. And let him drown himself, because he's shown last year or so that he cannot continue And we could tell he was getting tired. I think it was about 9:30. I could tell he was starting to get real tired. That's Biden. And you sit back and let a guy burn himself up.
Right. Let him throw some statistics out there and get everything wrong. Like he just said something a little while ago. He said, I forget how many military personnel died, like thousands or something like that. And I think there's only like one.
Well, you know, one's too many.
One's too many, but, you know, it's, I don't know where he gets. Just let him talk.
Yeah, let him talk. The big problem with the debate, number one, was Chris Wallace. Number two was the debate commission, that they didn't give Biden and Trump a rebuttal time period, if it's 30 seconds or 60 seconds. So then the cross-talking started happening because Biden would make an accusation, vice versa, Trump would on Biden. And then there's no, you couldn't come back to that subject. That Chris Wallace, nope, we're moving on to the economy. And Trump or Biden, they leveled a bunch of accusations and they couldn't respond. Neither one of them could respond except to talk over each other.
Well, Wallace, why would you go all the way back to Charleston and what happened back then? The president had already denounced the KKK. He's done it several times. And Wallace acts like he's never heard it before. I mean, you know, I just thought it was awful. I mean, Biden, he could have said, I mean, Wallace could have asked Biden, you know, do you still think that if you're a black person and if you vote for Trump, you're not black anymore? Do you still believe that, Mr. Vice President? He didn't bring that up.
He didn't bring really anything. He did touch on a couple.
Well, we'll let Father Ted talk.
Father, you're a thinker.
Yes.
So espouse of your thinks.
Give us your wisdom.
On the debate?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Actually, fellas, I have to admit that I didn't go to debate. I didn't watch the debate. I didn't because I just didn't want to get so upset and angry of how well we're going to see Biden lie to the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see his dementia. And I get so mad at the American people. Even if 10% came out to vote for this person, why would they vote for someone who can't run down the street, let alone run a country, who has every nation in the world envy us, who try to hurt us in one way or another? It may not be an army, but it could be economical. And so I get upset with the American people. Now, I believe in the wonderful thing called election. But I also recall, you know, Sir Winston Churchill, who, if it wasn't for Churchill's strength and leadership during World War II, the English would be speaking German today. And yet, the English people voted him out of office after the war.
Yes, they did.
And Sir William Churchill said something very famous. He said, "I have never met so many stupid Englishmen in my life, but I don't know how you can improve the election process." And of course, he's referring to, you know, I did all this for you, and then you voted me out, and I'm a conservative. Those are things that I'm afraid of, because when you can actually take a man of his stature and leadership and conservative views fiscally, and throw him out because of some other handsome dude who's a liberal, and put him in there. Yes, you have devastation. Now, fortunately, that liberal caused so much devastation to the country that they voted Churchill back in the following election. But it actually took almost the nearly financial ruin of that country to be able to wake up. My hopes out of this election is that President Trump wins again. We win the House.
Hope so.
And
we
maintain the Senate. If that doesn't happen, my fear is that in the people voting, who are voting on the emotional whims of their heart rather than the intellectual thoughts of their brain, what's going to happen is this. We're going to have a major depression, a major financial crisis. 401ks are going to take a nosedive. Social Security is going to, payments are going to be reduced. And then all of them are going to say, what happened? And it's only then that there's a possibility that a strong Republican comeback could happen. My fear and my anger is that when that, if that happens, is that it doesn't happen. That we're so destroyed we can't recover like England did after they voted Churchill and then brought him back. That's my fear. We may not get a second chance like England did because times have changed so much. It's going to have to hurt and be a meltdown before people wise up that you can have a man of substance or you can have a cartoon character. And right now, if even one person votes for the cartoon character, including himself, he shouldn't even vote for himself. That's how dumb he is. He shouldn't. He should. And actually, you know, what's advantage is he might go in that booth and vote for Trump because he doesn't know enough. What's possible? We can't rule it out. You know, God works in mysterious ways, guys.
It absolutely does.
And so, but that's my fear. We can't recover a financial crisis like England wised up many years ago with Sir Winston Churchill. So we have a great leader. Is he someone you want to invite to your family dinner? Probably not. He's not someone that you want to go out on a first date with if he was single. Probably not. I mean, the guy's brass, crass, and sometimes an ass. However, so what? He's turned our country around. He's increased job employment.
Absolutely.
And as much as people bitch at him about not being on top of this corona thing, I believe right now we'd see many more millions dead if it was under Biden rule. But we don't acknowledge that he did a lot of positive things. And by the way, where is Governor Cuomo, you freaking worm? Where are you at when boats were sent in there and Trump paid all that money to take care of you, and yet you put people in nursing homes and they die? You know what, Governor? We're the ones who actually had to bury our own in the cemeteries because you're a moron. Your pride got in the way of a gift from the federal government and from a man that you detest. Shame on you.
And he's already trying to revise the history.
Yes, he is.
That he was the governor that saved New York. Either he's got some pathological issue in his head or...
No, he just lies.
Or he just lies, yeah, hoping that the public is dumb enough to believe him, and some are. Yeah.
Well, it's just like Biden, when he's been saying that it was him that brought the economy back at the end of his term. And even the New York Times came out, you know, and they said that was not true. Biden did absolutely nothing to bring back the economy or anything. You know, and most of us that pay attention to this stuff, we know it was all Trump. As soon as Trump became president of the United States, the stock market started going up immediately.
As soon as he came down at the Trump Tower, yeah, he and Trump Melania Tower. Come down the escalator, the stock market just blew up in a good, positive way.
Yeah, and Simpson was walking down. Remember the cartoon? Simpson, he was walking right down behind him.
Homer?
Yeah, Homer Simpson. Homer right there. food.
Well, you know, I was just at Trump Tower, and they have an excellent restaurant in there, which smelled delicious. So that's what Homer was smelling.
Yes.
So
it was that taco salad.
Famous Trump taco salad. But so right now Biden's in Ohio on his choo-choo train. And he stopped at, of all places, Alliance, Ohio, which is eastern Ohio, pretty close to West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what kind of a crowd he has over there, but he's on.
Isn't that amazing? They never show the crowd.
No, never. Except that camera caught him. We talked about last week. Coming off the plane. And he's waving. And some camera caught a glimpse of the grass field or whatever you want to call it.
Wherever he was pointing.
Pointing to. And there's one man standing there.
Nobody there. Just the runway.
Just the runways. But debates are irrelevant now since the COVID announcement. I have no clue how the campaign, the Trump campaign goes from here.
If he can, I think he should do another one, but he can't do what he did last time.
No. And I hope he learned it, but he didn't learn it during the...
No, he never. That's a problem.
Right. He didn't learn it when he is up against 10, but that was more like a cage fight.
Yeah. That's when we started liking him. Yeah. Liking him. We're going, yes, yes.
He was saying things we've all wanted to hear for 50 years. Do you have any insight, Father, on any idea what they should be doing, the White House, for the next 5 weeks, the campaign?
Well, I believe they should tell the truth. No one can take away your dignity when you keep your dignity. And the best way to keep your dignity is always tell the truth. And that has fared very well for President Trump today. He was truthful about what he promised the people in the 2016 election. And here's the president for the first time in history, modern history, that has actually kept his word on every promise he has made. That is a truthful man.
Absolutely.
He has packaged himself in this tough New York longshoreman style of leadership. It sort of reminds me of the old union days, right? Jimmy Hoffa. Yeah. Trump's tough. And he's tough because he cares about our country. But by nature, he's tough. I mean, you know, my father's side of the family came from Scotland. There's nothing more formidable than a Scottish mother who's only 5'2" in height, but she can whip your ass. And so his Scottish mother, by the way, an immigrant, right? His Scottish mother was tougher on him than any union steward could be. And trust me, she was tough. They're tough. They're tough. And the reason why the symbol of Scotland is the thistle is because it symbolizes their women. The women are thorny on the outside, but when you open up a thistle inside, it's as soft as cotton. And so centuries ago, they decided that the symbol of Scotland should be the thistle because it's painful on the outside, and that's to the enemies, but it's soft on the inside for friends and loved ones. And that's a mother, and she's a Scottish mother, and she raised her son right. Take no crap, defend your family, defend your honor, and always do it truthfully. And he has come out speaking the truth, albeit a package that's rough around the edges, but I cannot see that he has broken any promise that he has kept to the American people. That is so rare that yes. That stop is going to land him in the history books as one of the finest presidents we've ever had. What I'm hoping is that the average citizen in our country is not so stupid as not to see that the truth. Put away the guy who's rough. Because in this world where you got rough people wanting to kill you, you have to be rough back. I'm not saying be a bully. But when all tactics fail, his job is to protect the American people at any cost. And as Sun Tzu said in The Art of War, the last thing you want to do is go to war. That's a sign of weakness. And so all the things he's doing about our economics, about our tariffs, about all those things that support the American people are done in peaceful ways that have not brought about a war, but it's actually brought about peace in the world to our country. So I think he's kept his promise. He's telling the truth. And if he stays that course, even if he loses, it's not because he lost his dignity.
I agree with you.
He would lose because the American people lost their dignity.
Yes. I think the only thing that he didn't get done, and it's not his fault, was to get a handle on health care. He tried to do that, yeah. But the Senate, the House, they wouldn't let him do it.
I agree.
He's kept his word on everything else. He just has been, I've never seen, I started watching politics when Reagan was running for election. And the left has always attacked whoever the president is, if he's a Republican. But I've never, ever seen it. This has been 4 years, nonstop, every day, attack, attack, attack. I don't know how our president does it.
I don't either.
Well, he was brought up I believe Donald Trump sees himself as blue collar.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Even though he's a billionaire, he, you know, 4 years old or so, his father had him out at the construction sites picking up papers, trash around the site. And then over the years, when he's old enough, he ended up in a bulldozer. And his dad believed he needed to
start at the bottom.
Start at the bottom.
Yeah.
And my dad did the same thing to me. He put me in a factory. He thought that'd be great. Money was fantastic. But at the time, he said I was floundering.
Oh, when you weren't doing anything?
Yeah. I was working, but,
well, yeah,
you know, I wasn't getting my PhD or anything. Put me in this factory and learned a lot about people.
Real people.
There's different people.
Real people.
Tim and I were brought up in suburbs, and going into a factory and with all walks of life brought a lot of appreciation.
As far as just working and understanding money and, you know,
right,
how it's hard out there.
Everyone should, every kid need, especially now, every child or teenager should go to either to the military or get a factory or warehouse or industrial job somewhere
just to see what it's like.
So when it's 110 degrees in a factory,
God, I've done that. Whew.
Well, we've all done it.
No, not all.
No, you, I know the father has spent a lot of time in agriculture, and what a mess that is, father.
Yes, it is, my son. Yes, it is.
So, we'll be coming back in a few days after all this, the COVID and President Trump announcement came out this morning. We just don't want to. Sorry, Bill.
No, we don't want to. You're absolutely right. We don't know enough. And then, like the liberal press will jump to conclusions, we'd like to see for the truth to come out and then expand on the truth of it. I'm recalled by another famous man named Teddy, Teddy Roosevelt. 1904, made this famous speech, and how true it is 116 years later. And he said, Republicans get mad when you lie to them. Democrats get mad when you catch them in a lie.
That's the truth.
And after a century of what Teddy Roosevelt has said, it's only got worse, but it's the same dog with the same nasty fleas and ticks. And it's amazing how bad that party has become. So I leave that with you, Mike, and with you, Tim, that truth never dies. We may not think it moves fast enough, but truth never dies. And the Democrats lie.
Yes, they do.
Father, thank you so much for being part of the show today. Fantastic.
Thank you so much for having me.
I hope you come back.
Yes, yes, we do.
And anybody,
our motto in the church, is you pay, we stay.
That's a fact. If anyone wants to send us a message, email us at show@rightontalk.com. We'll see everybody in a few days.
See ya.
Thanks, Mr. Mike. Thanks, Mr. Tim.
Thank you, Father.
Bye-bye.